The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor will seek arrest warrants by the end of the year for up to 6 Kenyans from both sides of the election violence that killed 1,300 people in 2008. Society of African Mission Father Sean O'Leary is the director of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute at the South African Bishops' Conference. He says that Kenya is still in a period of transition and needs more time to build structures for peace and justice.
In a situation of transitional justice, normal democratic procedures have to be suspended in order to end the violence and create the space for peace building. And that's exactly what happened in Kenya in the last elections. The outbreak of violence frightened many people, not just in Kenya, but in many African countries. Any attempts at justice at that time had to be suspended, simply suspended, in order to stop the violence and create a space for building a new peace structure. The underlying issues that caused the conflict don't seem to have been addressed by this new government, and it is in a very precarious situation. Now, in steps the ICC and does what I would consider a very thorough investigation, and therefore it creates an atmosphere that is not conducive to the establishment of a more permanent peace. Because in order to move beyond the transitional period in Kenya, it will need another election. This time is seen to be far more free and democratic, both the process up to the election itself, and the post process, monitored in a very serious way by the international community. And then, only then, can a return to normal justice begin to take place.